Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. We went solo on the cast, but it's still the same. And Matt, what did you think of Solo?
Solo was a movie that nobody asked for or wanted.
Yes.
Normally, like for me, sequels normally add to the legacy. I felt that this one severely subtracted from it. Even like the earlier Star Wars sequels, it was all about CGI, episode 1, 2, and 3, at least contributed to it. And you kind of felt a little bit whole, like, oh, okay, I see where it came from. But seriously, who asked for this movie? I would have been fine not seeing this movie at all and still have felt that the character was still complete. If anything, this subtracted from the legacy, and I don't know whether part of this was trying to look for the nostalgia of Star Wars, which we will never, ever, ever get back.
Star Wars is watered down now just because every year you're getting another Star Wars movie. This one does not add to the mystique of Star Wars. It doesn't add anything to the character of Han Solo. Anything, it makes Han Solo look like a punk.
He straight up looked like a punk.
And there's too much Star Wars. You have the cartoon versions of Star Wars that have come on TV.
Those were actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, they are.
I've seen a couple episodes. They were good, and they built on characters. They expanded the universe. This one just seems like a money grab. I understand why Disney got Star Wars. I get it, but when Marvel created their movies, they had a vision, 10, 15, 20-year vision, I'm assuming. And when you buy Star Wars, that you would have that same mindset, or you don't buy the Star Wars brand just to be like, all right, we're just going to go ahead and republish these movies or come up with one or two sequels. Disney bought it to expand this universe, and I fail to see how they're expanding it at all. It just seems like they're just movies that are hashtagged together with like duct tape. You can kind of see where they're going, but it's not a fluid story or a universe. And then I'm disappointed because even, let's say, for those that play video games like Knights of the Old Republic, amazing storyline. Like,
agreed.
Amazing. Like, people outside of playing video games, the story was amazing. With so much different stories that are out there with the books, I mean, there's like a gazillion books that they failed to capture on it. And I understand there's a difference between video games and movies and books. I get it. But there should be like a happy medium, because even Infinity Wars, they didn't use the story from the comic book 100% because they had some things to work around, but it still came out flawless. I mean, that movie's going to be hitting, what, almost $2 billion? And that's without any of the main characters that contributed to the original story from the comic book? How come Star Wars couldn't do the same? Who was the visionary regarding this?
Well, the problem is that you have a lot of competing visions now, just because you have all these offshoot Star Wars stories, and then you have the J.J. Abrams verse of Star Wars. And the problem is just that you have too many hands. So I think people thought the problem before was George Lucas. Maybe the problem wasn't him, but
I don't think it was him.
He wanted to step away from all this just because creatively he had done everything that he had set out to do. Getting back to this movie, the lead character doesn't have any of the ability to be Han Solo. He is just another dude. So in the main podcast, I broke this movie down into what this really is, and it's actually Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Just set in a science fiction universe, these people that are iconic characters, particularly Han Solo and Chewbacca. The only thing that I can say is that Chewbacca was okay. That is nice. Would I want to see a Wookiee origin story? Yeah. Great.
It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming.
It probably will. You owe me some money. I'll write the movie. Hire the Beast Gang, like Mike says. This is starting to get so watered down. It's kind of like the DC comic book movies. That
I was thinking the same.
Do you want to see Batman again? Not really. Do you want to see Superman again? Not really. Wonder Woman? Maybe. I don't want to see Green Lantern. I don't want to see Aquaman. Han Solo, in the entirety of movie history, maybe only one other character who is Luke Skywalker. And this is movie history. This is not Star Wars history. Those two are probably the most important characters for a hero. What we get is this mediocre origin story.
Who asked for this movie? Was this on anyone's vision? Like, oh, it's going to be it? I remember when they first announced it. I'm like, you know what? They have a chance. Turn this franchise around. They do.
The house that Mouse built determined that every year you will get a Star Wars movie. They announced all that. People were like, oh, yeah, give me more Star Wars. Not now. No, not now. Mm-hmm. this movie is worse than Rogue One. And Rogue One had some problems. And it could have been a lot better movie. It was supposed to be a war movie. They decided to turn it into a little bit more of a drama. This movie, I have already seen everything I needed to see. I don't need to see it again. I probably didn't need to see it in the first place.
I felt like I wasted time watching this movie. I mean, it was bad. I was like, all right, everything's predictable, got it. But I guess one of the highlights is that Chewbacca felt that his storyline, because we all knew that his folks were slaves, got it. How it dipped a little bit to that, I thought that was good. Felt Danny Glover's role in the movie, he's probably one of the highlights. There's going to be a matter of time before he gets his movie.
Danny Glover's Donald Glover.
was it Donnie Glover? Yeah, Donnie Glover.
Donald.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny Glover. Mr. Growl Wow.
All right, well, Mr. Glover, let me put it that way. I felt he did an admirable role playing his character. There wasn't anything redeemable qualities. This honestly probably should have went straight to cable TV and maybe I'd be okay with it. Maybe.
Yeah, if this went straight to Netflix, and I know this movie had a troubled production, but I think that might have been a better platform for this.
Although I did hear about the, like they started off with one producer and then
director, basically Lord and Miller, they're the people that do 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street. Very good track record. They were the original directors. Why would you hire Lord and Miller, who you know is known for comedy, if you want to make a more serious movie? Which I think a lot of this falls on Disney, because when someone says, I want to direct a movie, they go in, make a pitch. And if you're going to hire a comedy director or comedy directors, why would you even entertain all that, shoot practically a good bulk of the movie before you decide to get rid of them? And then still say the movie's still coming out on time, because that means the movie was done.
Justice League.
Well, I made a comparison that this is the Batman v Superman for the Star Wars universe.
I called it the Green Lantern of Star Wars
universe. Green Lantern? That's terrible.
This movie's horrible, man. Horrible. I'm disgusted by it. Like, you guys bury it, man. Star Wars
quality, man. Just not even, no.
Man, I was just so disinterested in everything yesterday.
Yeah, I don't even want to be here right now.
It was bad, man.
And Mike was talking about Packy. Packy didn't even mention anything about Star Wars, and he was a dude got like Star Wars figurines all out of him choice.
But you know what, though? That's the bad thing about it. I think he did see Solo, but he hasn't said anything. And usually when the Star Wars movie comes out, I follow him on Facebook. Usually he's pretty
Animated,
outspoken. He said nothing, and I mean nothing, about this damn movie, man.
And shout out to Dark Castle.
Yeah, shout out to Dark Castle. Check them out when you have an opportunity.
Obviously, again, this movie had different creative visions, and then you kind of have all these subtle political themes, the droid rights, the Wookiees being enslaved, and then the overarching Empire storyline of Star Wars, that everyone's oppressed in this universe. Feels like that stuff was tacked on, at least the droid stuff, because that one scene where she was freeing all the droids, that is like a very funny scene if it would have worked out as a comedy.
She was going off the chain. She was letting everybody go.
And then Lando loving a robot, or alluding to loving a robot.
Was there any truth to that? I'm like, really? And then all of a sudden, like, he's all heartbroken. I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah, this young was tripping, man. I don't know, man.
Like, he went to pick her up. I'm like, really? Is that
what? And caress her in his arms and shit.
Didn't he kiss her on the forehead or something?
I don't know.
I don't think he did all that, but
he probably did more behind the scenes, but.
Oh, man. God. He's like, look at this port.
The smoothest motherfucker in the galaxy is banging a robot. Think about that for a second.
He's fascinated by the robot. We don't know if he's banging it. That's speculation. You can't do that.
Shit, Matt, he's banging that fucking robot. Oh, my bad. Droid. Can't call him robot. I did hear that, because it was on Facebook, that means most likely it's not. But I heard they were actually talking about postponing Star Wars movies for a couple of years now, and I have them every year.
I'm not sure how true that is, but
I don't think that's true.
Would make sense.
I don't either, because they already got shit slated. And I go push back episode 9, so kind of wish they did. Kind of wish they scrapped the whole thing. Well, scrapped the whole shit.
I mean, this whole experiment about how much money you can bleed out of Star Wars.
They bring the shit out to the point that once they're done with it, the franchise will be fucking dead.
Yeah.
How crowded was your guys' movies?
Not crowded.
No, you know what? I'm going to say this, and this is close to Mother.
I don't think it's that bad.
Nah,
man, no. It's close to Mother to me. Well, I'll rephrase it. It's not that bad, but the level of disappointment makes it close to Mother to me, and I'm just tired of it.
The movie's
not that bad, but just the level of disappointment makes it on Mother level for me.
This is a very dull movie, but it's not terrible.
It would be a decent movie if it wasn't Star Wars, if it was something else. Just don't put...
Think Star Wars helps it.
To me, it wasn't a Star Wars movie at all.
It is not.
This was a regular movie. I don't know. Call it swashbuckling in space. I don't know what the fuck call it.
Swashbuckling in space?
Because it's basically like Barry mentioned in the previous podcast that this is basically Pirates of the Caribbean, man. And the thing about when I was watching this movie, I was like, man, this reminds me of some goddamn pirate shit.
And if this was Buck Rogers or something, it would make more sense.
Shit was Buck Rogers, this would be a better movie, because then I'm like, it has no association with Star Wars, because this is not a Star Wars movie whatsoever. None. Not in the slightest. All that makes it Star Wars is motherfucking Chewie.
Rogers, the Buck Rogers story.
Right. Or Buck. That's even worse. Let me just shut up.
Yeah, I'm just going to go down a rabbit hole. Okay. What did you guys think of the cameo in the end?
Darth Maul? That was one of the positives. I like Donald Glover as Lando, except for that whole robot fucking thing. Darth Maul.
I mean, even in The Phantom Menace, where he is probably the more positive thing about that movie. He doesn't really do anything. He falls down the
couch. This is appearance for me, because I think I gave this movie, what, a 1?
Yes. So for Matt, the scores were James gave it a 1. Mike didn't even see it, but he gave it a 1. Aaliyah gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. And Keith changed the score from like a 5 to like a 4.
Yeah.
Or 5.5 to a 4. The Darth Maul thing for how mediocre the movie was doesn't really add anything to it. They could have left that scene out. The movie would have been the same.
Felt it. It was catchy. Got it.
Is alluding to the fact that there might be a sequel to this movie, and please don't.
I think there will be.
I don't think so. I don't want to. I don't want to see...
It's going
to
happen. It's part of their jacked up vision.
I don't want to see any more of these offshoot Star Wars movies. When they had originally started talking about this, and there's going to be different directors for each one of the 3 trilogies, and then every off year, there was going to be a Star Wars related movie, expanded universe movie, or... in this situation, a prequel. And this just adds to the lameness of prequels. That, why don't you come up with the original idea? And that should not be piggybacking off of the Star Wars universe and destroying the Star Wars legacy. We say it all the time that there's not any real new ideas. So when Disney had the opportunity to get Star Wars and milk the idea for what it's worth, how many more Indiana Jones movies do you want to see? I don't want to see that, but you might get
those. If they had a new character that was charismatic, I think people would want to watch it.
Well, they did that the last time. It's called Shia LaBeouf.
I can't speak on that.
Do you want to see another Willow movie?
Willow?
Willow?
Go ahead, man.
Willow the Awakening.
Matt, what is your score? Did you give your score?
This movie is a 4.0. That's what it is.
Agreement that this movie is fucking hot garbage, right?
Yeah, pacing was off. It was predictable. There was no depth to the character. The whole point of origin movies is to give depth to the character, with the exception of Wolverine. I don't know what the fuck that was. That movie was horrible. That's another podcast. When you think of origin movies?
No, you're right. I mean, I just don't
care. I think an origin movie like Batman Begins that shapes Batman. Batman Begins could have been a terrible idea. You want to see how Han Solo came up? Yeah, that might be okay, but it all has to do with execution. And if the execution is subpar, like this movie is, and it's supposed to be comedy, it's supposed to be a drama, it's supposed to be whatever Disney wanted it to be, at the core of it, it was never going to be a good movie. Just because it's Star Wars.
And the thing is, I know people were talking about you can't have franchise fatigue from a series that is a new movie a year. Yeah, the fuck you can. You can have franchise fatigue from getting fatigued over constantly bad films.
Remind me of Call of Duty a couple of years ago. They're releasing that shit at an unreal pace.
As a matter of fact, let's talk about that. With Call of Duty, it got worn out and tired because there was nothing new, nothing they added to the series. And it was basically the same thing, just with different packaging. So it was nothing new. Same thing with Star Wars shit. Star Wars shit is basically, people are getting tired of it because the movies are lackluster and just uninspired. They're uninspired movies. What about superhero movies? Difference between the superhero movies and all that shit, bring up Marvel, all right?
Different characters.
Different characters. They have a movie each, maybe 2-3 movies a year, but they're all different characters. And that's how you see them will probably be like another 2 years from now. So
it's intertwined at that. Ant-Man and Wasp is going to flow with what just happened a couple months ago with Infinity War.
Exactly.
Although no one has no fucking idea how it will.
But the thing that gets me, and it blows me to no extent, how the fuck is Star Wars failing at storytelling? How?
How are they failing?
Storytelling. I'll answer that, because they strayed away from the books. They didn't want to pay people the rights for their stories. So they said, hey, well, we have J.J. Abrams and we have all these other writers, and we can do something better. And it was a bad idea.
Obviously, the fuck they can. They can't do shit. I'm just disgusted, man. The only thing I'm looking forward to right now is basically the fan film I'm going to be working on. I keep saying that. And that's sad because it's a fucking fan film, and I'm more excited for that shit than any Star Wars film that's coming out by a big studio. Fuck this shit, man. Lucas, if you listen to this shit, man, do something. Come back, please. Do something, man.
No more anthology films. No more.
And the thing about it, they have just some of the greatest stories ever told, like just in the expanded universe, and they won't delve into that. Like, come on, man.
Really appreciate Star Wars as much as you do, James, and I do know those stories.
Right.
The Jedi twins. That's what it should have focused on.
Hold on. Did you tell Matt your theory about Rey?
Oh, no. All right.
Well, let's hear this.
So,
and you know what? He may be right. Go ahead, man.
Kira, who is Emilia Clarke, the chick that Han Solo
is getting
a hard on for, I think Darth Maul might be Rey's parents.
The hell? Yo, does he have a mechanical ding-dong that impregnated or what? He was cut at the torso.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Want me to tell you why it doesn't matter? Nothing makes sense anymore. Exactly. Exactly. I can see your face right now when you said the hell. None of this makes sense. The thing about it is, how much you want to bet that's going to be fucking true? That's what I'm expecting right now. Logically, it makes no sense, but Star Wars logic with this new fucking group of writers and the people that's creating the universe now, it makes 100% fucking sense. It's the most accurate thing on the planet right now. Yeah, man.
Well, the thing for me is, why not?
Where's her horns?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
She doesn't have that shit.
That's trying to rationalize on it.
Like, yeah, man, there's no
rationalization. She don't even have a horn.
Dude, man, there's no rationalization behind this shit.
It might show up in a flashback, man.
Right.
And then did they shave the horns off? Was it like a mirage, like Loki?
Like putting in some thought.
Like Loki is in blue.
It might be a flashback, man. So you might remember
maybe he banged her before he lost his legs, man. You don't know how long the relationship been going on.
She would have been young as shit.
Man, I don't know, man. Logically, it makes no sense, man. See, you kind of put logic into this illogical universe, man. Stop it. You're going to hurt yourself.
Dude, my head is hurting right now.
Exactly.
How is that possible?
They'll make it possible. You know how this works, Matt.
Maybe you know it's his brother, Savage. Is it Savage? Savage, he has a brother. His name is Savage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Barry's just talking shit, and I'm agreeing with his shit. I don't have no faith in anything they're doing right now.
They made a crappy Han Solo book.
Super crappy.
Man, I'm so confused. Like, what? did they say that?
Like, what?
Did they say that was going to be that? I'm like, doesn't matter, Matt. Because you know why? People will go see it anyway.
I'm still taking a breath by this, man.
But all right, we're done.